Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
People are revealing the beloved celebrities they actually can't stand. This is from BuzzFeed. And I think we can all join in here.
Yes.
Because there's we all have someone that for no reason.
Right.
Or maybe a reason.
They could be a nice enough person.
I have no reason.
Right.
To really dislike Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
She's done nothing to me.
Seems sweet.
She actually seems self-aware now. Like, if you see her, like, if she makes a commercial, she makes a lot of fun of herself, which I do appreciate.
Right.
It still bothers me.
And then she goes, they go, Chaz.
I just don't, I don't know when it happened. I think it may have been during an Academy Award speech for Shakespeare in Love.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened.
I remember
she was over
in
the top.
The paper like every single day for something.
When they're shoved
down your
throat.
And you were freaking out, but like, she's in the paper every damn day.
Yeah, that's right. She had a run where you couldn't get away from her.
Right, you tried.
Really, and she wasn't doing anything.
No.
She would just have an opinion on something or she posted something.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Exactly, right. That was beautiful. I actually felt that in my headphones.
Gwyneth Paltrow is mine. I mean, I love her in Iron Man. I think she's great.
No, she's, I mean, no.
That's where she should be, playing those types of roles.
Yes.
I love that she got her head cut off in Seven.
Right.
Like, great. Someone else feels the same way
I do. That's your favorite part of the movie, right? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh, then if you haven't seen Contagion, you'll love the first 20 minutes of that.
Oh, I saw that.
She wiped
and I did
right
love
away,
that.
Right?
She died immediately.
She's patient zero. She's the reason the whole world had to shut down because of a disease.
Yeah, and didn't she kind of know, like, not that there was...
There isn't for yeah.
She was on a corporate thing, and they were eating like raw whatever.
Yeah, she sat down at like a fancy dinner, but
she was in China.
They show you at the end. There was like infected pork or whatever, and the chef came. And she wanted to take a picture with the chef, so he didn't wash his hands.
Yeah, that was
she didn't wash her hands, and you just watch it spread person to person.
Yeah, that was the kill me pork. Yes,
no,
yes.
But it was her fault. She wanted to take a picture of herself, and she killed the world for taking a picture of herself.
Exactly. Plus, also, she married Chris Martin from Coldplay. We weren't into that.
Oh, right. Yes,
and had a kid named Apple.
Conscious uncoupling.
Yes,
the rest of us call it divorce. It's an unconscious uncoupling.
No. You sound like me all of a sudden.
Ah,
kind of scary.
Freaking annoying.
Not going to lie.
Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh.
It's killing you just talking about it.
It's like
we're sharing.
There's no reason for this.
We're sharing.
There's no reason for this passion. It's not like I liked her, and then she got weird. I just never really.
Nah, from day one.
Oh, she just got under my skin.
Right. Apparently she's still there.
Okay, celebrities you love to hate.
I feel like that's you stopping yourself here. You're like, I got a lot more gas in the tank.
She's your contagion.
I got to move on or my head's going to explode.
It's deputy chief of the Stanford EMS and certified CPR instructor, and she's a paramedic.
Nice.
Jessica.
Yes.
Can we use your last name or not?
Absolutely. Anderson.
Anderson.
All right.
Okay. We're going to try to save a life here.
Why are you looking at me?
It's in the form of a dummy.
I have to have a life first to save it.
Yeah, so you were watching that thing on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
The other,
Yes, saw the event happen and then was listening on my way into work yesterday.
Yeah.
And heard you talking with Lisa Carberg. And, CPR is just a skill that anyone can learn and it can help save a life.
Well, hold that thought.
How hard do you press the chest?
So 2 inches is as deep as you need to go.
2 inches.
And as we start to practice on the mannequin, you're going to notice that lights appear. You're aiming for 2 green lights. Now, I wish actual people did this.
Yeah.
But it's a better way through training to show you how deep you actually have to go.
Okay, great.
And how fast you need to go.
And I think what takes people is how fast you can run out of breath doing this.
It is exhausting.
Wow.
It is tiring. But if you have other people there, you can swap out with each other.
So if someone just drops in front of you, what do you do?
If someone drops right in front of you, the first thing you want to do is confirm that, Are they awake or not? Are they breathing? If not, send someone to go call 911, or we have our cell phones on us at all hours of the day and night.
Yep.
So take out your cell phone, put it on speaker, call 911, kneel next to the person, and you're going to be talking with that 911 operator. At the same time, you're going to be doing compressions.
They're going to talk you through it, kind of like a person landing an airplane.
Annoying 911 operator questions.
Right.
Yes.
Is the person breathing?
No.
No.
That's why I called you. Right.
Yes.
I understand they have a job to do,
yes,
and they're trained to do it, and they're just doing what they're trained to do. But some of these questions sometimes are stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm
they
sure
they ask questions, though. They have to do it.
All right. Then when do you know when to stop? They start breathing?
So if they start moving or they start saying ow,
right,
you stop.
They fart.
I've heard elderly people, like, getting CPR, you could just hear their chest crack.
You can.
It's an unfortunate side effect.
Right.
But again, you wake up with a couple broken ribs.
Great.
But you're alive.
Now you pierced the lung.
But you wake up.
Correct.
Well, couldn't you, like, pierce the lung with the you know, ribs? You, like, break the ribs?
That would be scary to do. Is that something that could happen?
There's always the potential, but again, it's a risk versus benefit.
Wow. Have you heard of that happening?
Where it's punctured the lung, no.
Okay.
No, but where the ribs have broken, yes.
I've heard a lot of that. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yes. Oh. Yes. And you just keep going.
Right.
You just keep going.
Right. Just keep going.
Wow.
Yep.
Put some gum in the hole.
I'm sure you don't count, but I heard that you'll always remember your first one.
That is true.
So you remember the first time you gave CPR to someone?
I do.
Was it successful?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. I heard you also remember that the first time.
Yeah. The first time
so
it didn't
come
work.
Back.
Doesn't go so well.
Yeah.
Right.
And the first time they come back, you remember.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
What was that situation?
So that situation was the gentleman was an electrician working on a building that was under construction.
Oh, boy.
Hottest day of the summer.
Oh.
Three stories up. No elevators. So he collapsed while working in a small electrical closet.
Was he shocked?
No, he wasn't shocked.
No,
he actually had a heart attack.
Oh.
And the heart attack led him to go into cardiac arrest.
Oh.
So we were successful in getting a pulse back. But the bigger problem was how are we going to get him down?
Right.
So needed the assistance of the fire department with their big ladder truck. And had to lower him.
The ladder truck.
Yes. We had to lower him down.
So not down the stairs.
No, not down the stairs because there was just so much equipment. There were no handrails. You know, the staircases weren't fully developed yet. Yeah.
Oh, see? I wouldn't be able to just roll him down the stairs. Yeah, that broken leg happened. You had a heart attack. You fell on the stairs.
Wow.
And we found you at the bottom.
My son, Chas, was an EMT with Waterbury AMR. And I talked about, you know, sometimes just getting people down from their building
was
a nightmare. Sometimes you have to call the fire department in. Have you ever had it so the person was so big they had to cut a door to get them out?
Not a door, but some stair railings just because it was so tight and narrow to try to get them around. But no doors yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. Keep the
I like
option
how you
open.
Leave it open.
Keep the option open.
Chas and AJ. Andrew and Fairfield.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I just got a question for the EMT that's there. If she's got a dummy to do some tests on, they should use AJ for a nasopharyngeal. A nasopharyngeal is our favorite thing in combat lifesaver course in the Army because you pick a private and you go shove a tube up his nose, and AJ would be perfect.
Yeah, see, I, if I can't spell it, I don't do it. Just so you know.
So what would we do? We'd stick something up AJ's nose?
That's what they did to me that time with the it goes up your nose into your stomach.
Not that far.
No, that's an NG tube.
Okay, because I had that done, and it took three tries, and I fought like a madman.
Mm.
Yep.
I bet that sucks, man.
Yes, it does.
I bet it does.
Yes, it does.
Andrew, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir.
And never suggest that again.
All right, who wants to go first?
Look at me, so I guess me.
Yeah, I could go first. I have my card.
Well, you know what you're doing.
So we'd rather start with someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
Exactly right. To show what not to do.
All right.
Right.
AJ just wants to be in a video.
No, I don't.
Yeah. All right. So give us a couple of instructions here.
Yeah,
what to do.
Sure. So the simplest thing that you're going to do is if you find someone and they're collapsed on the floor.
Oh, look, I found a torso with a head collapsed on the floor.
If there are other people in the room.
He's got no legs.
I've seen that mouth open on dolls before.
Right. They usually have a better look. They're like, oh, like surprised.
With there being other people in the room.
Okay.
Have someone call 911.
Call 911.
And you're going to check to see, is this person breathing?
Are you breathing?
So kneel down next to him.
Oh, okay. Kneel down next to him. Okay.
Kneel down next to him.
Hello. How are you?
Yep. And put
your
hand
on. Don't spit in their face, though. You might give them COVID.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You can put your ear next to their mouth. Do you hear any breathing?
I hear the ocean.
And you can also take a look down the chest. Do you see any movement of the chest? Do you notice that they're breathing at all?
No, they have invert nipples.
If you notice no breathing and they're not moving or waking up to you,
right.
You're going to draw an imaginary line between the nipples.
Wakey, wakey. Imaginary line between the nipples?
Okay. Yep.
Right
put your hand in the center of that line.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
No, so right in the middle
sideways.
Of the chest.
Right. Oh, the chest is cold.
Sorry, he was in the car.
They're dead.
Dead for a while.
You got to bring them back.
Right, I think we just forget about getting a beer.
Cover it with your other hand.
My other hand. Like this.
Yep. Okay. And push down until you hear a click and until you see a green light underneath the skin of the left shoulder.
Okay.
Deeper.
He's going too fast.
There you go.
I can tell you right now.
No, he's actually not going fast enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Phil, can you play that song?
I got
two green lights. You're good.
I got two green lights.
Keep going.
He stops. Person just died.
Keep going. Two green lights.
To the beat. To the beat. There you go. Then John Travolta dance. So he's not very serious about saving this life. I don't know if you do dance moves while you're doing chest compressions. How's he doing with the green lights?
He's actually doing so well that he caused all the lights to
so glow. The person's back. Does that mean the person's back when all the lights are on?
No. Typically, that means that the batteries have come loose.
Oh. They're all lit up now.
They're all lit up now.
Batteries are loose on the dummy or on AJ?
I broke the dummy.
I'll let you fill in that one.
I broke the dummy.
Chris in Southington.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't know yet.
When I was 25, I had my mom had committed suicide when I was younger.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I got the phone call when, of all places, I was in Florida walking through Walmart, and when I got the phone call, I had a heart attack, and luckily there were actually like EMTs just like sitting in the parking lot waiting for a call.
Oh, wow.
And, my heart stopped for like, they said about 52, 55 seconds.
Wow.
And they broke 9 of my ribs and shocked me once trying to get me back.
Well, they got you back. Obviously, you're here.
All I remember is the big fat guy named Owen giving me mouth to mouth and I couldn't move or stop it.
His name was Owen.
You remember his
kind of like
name.
Being on a date. Well, he did buy dinner.
Wow.
This guy with sausage fingers holding me and putting his mouth on mine, and I was like, please stop.
I don't even like you.
Oh, man. Great job they did.
Yeah, man.
They were out in the parking lot waiting for a call. So someone calls 911. It comes in through the radio, and they just run in. They don't even have to start the truck.
See? That's good. It was meant to be.
Yeah.
And you're saying from the time someone called to the time you were getting CPR was like 55 seconds?
It was like 2 minutes, but my heart had stopped like right after they called.
Right.
Like, I remember them calling 911, and then that was it. And then I woke up to Owen's.
Yeah. Yeah, then when he saw the bill, his heart stopped again.
And how long have you and Owen been married now?
Right. You send Christmas cards back and forth.
Yeah. We 25, I'm 43 now.
We live in Rhode Island. Yes.
That's unreal. You would have been dead.
Chaz, my little brother actually works for AMR in Waterbury, too, and now he's the EMT resident manager, whatever, of all the EMTs in Southwest Florida. He's been doing it for 20 years now.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great. Did he get into it because of what happened to you?
Because of what happened to our mom.
Oh.
He thought he could he wanted to be able to help her and other people, so he started doing that.
Good for him. What a beautiful story.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How painful was that rib thing?
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a few months before I actually take a deep breath or
laugh.
Don't make me laugh.
Or laugh. That's the worst. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. I laughed like some just like 90-year-old man. Every time I'd laugh, it'd be like, ow. Ow.
Well, thank you, man. Beautiful story. Yeah, thank you for sharing, Chris. Glad you made it, man. Jimmy Kopp with Live Nation on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jeff Beck, 2-time Rock Hall of Famer, inductee, dead at the age of 78 on Tuesday, bacterial meningitis.
Yep.
Have you ever promoted any Jeff Beck shows here in Connecticut?
Yes, I promoted quite a number of them. Sort of ironic considering that we talked last Monday, it was this week, about another 2-timer rock and roller that actually was in the same band with Jeff Beck.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I didn't even put that together.
Same age, too.
Wow.
Are they?
Yeah. You're right. Same age.
Yeah, 78. Yep.
You're right. Same age. Oh, my goodness. I hope he lives long enough to August 30th now. Well, did that come out of my mouth? I was thinking in my head.
Nobody heard anything about that at all.
Oh, good.
Right. No, it was in your thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I certainly admire Jeff Beck's work. There's no doubt about it. I mean, nobody can deny what a great guitarist he is. But I actually never met Jeff Beck personally. Never shook his hand. Never talked to him, despite the fact they did a lot of shows with him. I mean, it'd make much better radio if I lied and said, yeah, we hung out together.
Well, way back. Yeah.
Then he'd have to remember saying that.
Right. Just keep it minimal.
Yeah. Guys never remember their lies.
I think you promoted this show in Connecticut. It was Jeff Beck and Hart opened up and Hart blew Jeff Beck off the stage.
Oh, boy.
At the Coliseum.
He remembers.
Recall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, when you're not a singer.
That's right.
It's hard to be an arena artist when you're not a singer.
Right. It's true.
It just doesn't seem to carry to 10,000 people. You're much better off as a theater artist when you're not a singer.
Right.
It's a long night.
Very
instrumentals.
Long night.
It's a long night. You have to be a guitar player
right.
to appreciate what's happening.
Right. Student, whatever, of guitar.
Yeah.
Look what he's doing. Take notes.
Yeah, like you get it.
Yeah.
You're watching all this and getting it. Because you want to sing along.
That's how he does it. Yeah. Right.
It's a long night.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Hart was, they were hungry.
Yep.
They were coming on strong.
Yep.
And that voice.
Her voice. Voice shook the Coliseum. Three rows away.
No, so, I remember Hart playing with John Mellencamp and doing the same thing. Hart's just a great live band.
Yeah.
Right.
Some voice.
All the musicians, great.
Yep.
And then the two sisters, both unbelievable at their...
And it's powerful. The system wasn't even on. I was just singing. Yeah. It's awful. Goodness.
There's Jeff Beck with Rod Stewart. So I guess Rod Stewart wouldn't play something like this. He's going to play all the hits that he's known for. He's got so many. What a great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he likes to say to me in particular, but he says it to other people, he knows what the fans are coming to see
right
here, and he plays the songs they want to hear.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Thank
he
you.
He says, I charge money for my tickets. I'm not giving them songs they don't want to hear.
Nice. And,
I love that.
Simpatico.
Yeah, you know, we were talking to the governor this week, Monday. What week day was? Tuesday?
Tuesday, yes.
Right. Sounds like I was partaking.
Yeah, it has been kind of a trend this whole week.
It has been.
We were talking to the governor on Weed Day, and he mentioned that the Bacon Brothers played the inauguration, and they spent a lot of time playing songs from the new album. And then finally they played Footloose.
Right.
And does anybody want to hear new music from the Bacon Brothers?
No.
At a party.
Right. Like if you go to their concert, you can expect that.
You should
that.
Expect it.
Yeah. The only Bacon one here is my frying pan. That's a great sound.
Rod Stewart, Cheap Trick, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater tickets on sale tomorrow.
That is correct.
Nice.
And you expecting that to sell out?
Very quickly.
Oh, really? Yeah. It feels like it would.
It was really nice. I was going up 95 yesterday, and we have this great big billboard with Rod on it. It just looked great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a night of hits.
It really is. It's one you'll be thinking about for like the rest of your life.
Right. You probably know every song.
Yeah.
The whole night.
Yep.
And let's not forget Cheap Trick. Great package.
Exactly.
I love when big headliners bring great acts to open up the show.
It's a win-win-win.
It's a night of hits.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love it.
The amphitheater, forget about it.
Did you get your ballot for the Rock Hall of Fame yet?
No, I'm sort of surprised I haven't gotten it yet. I'll check my mailbox. Yeah, no, I haven't gotten it yet.
You know, it would be a downer if your neighbor got it and filled it out. Right?
What the hell did Jimmy
what
put
is
in?
This Rock Hall of Fame thing?
Right.
Let's open it up.
Right. Oh, my God, look at this. Let's pick this one, that one, this one.
People would be like, hey, Jimmy must be on acid or something.
What the hell?
He picked some weird accent.
Hey, we're not going to give him one anymore.
Weird accent.
Oops.
Jimmy, we're going to switch over to the phone.
All right. To the phone, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, we're going to go over to the phone here.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Come on. Yep. I said there were weird acts every year that get nominated, in my opinion.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Very true.
Yep. Like, who the hell is this?
Right in this time slot, 24 hours ago, we had Connie Carberg on.
Yes.
And she was the very first female scout in the NFL, and she worked for the New York Jets.
Right.
And your dad worked for the Jets.
Yes, my dad worked for the Jets for 17 years.
Wow.
And you guys crossed paths.
It's the same Connie. I know Connie. If her maiden name is Nicholas, I know Connie Nicholas very well.
I'm sure, because her dad was the Jets doctor.
The daddy in the Jets.
Yes, and my dad was the Jets dentist.
Wow, look at this.
That's wild.
That's
and I used to go to their house, and they used to come to my house, and Connie was a big sports fan, so I lost track of what she did, but it doesn't surprise me that she became a scout.
It's got to be her.
It's got to be her.
It's got to be her.
We're going to have her back on, and then we're going to surprise her with you.
Right.
That'd be great.
Right. Just don't tell Lisa Carberg at News 8
right now.
Later today.
Everybody shh.
Or anyone else.
Yeah. Everybody
secret.
Shh.
Secret.
Yeah.
All right. A couple questions, then we got to talk about today in Copley concert history.
Yes.
Frank and Milford, your question.
Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, I think Aaron Lewis is going to be at Mohegan Sun sometime this summer.
Good. Thank you very much.
Nice. Thank you. That's all you need.
Yep.
Good.
So when you say you think, Jimmy, where does that put it? Somewhere where we're talking about dates?
We're talking about dates. We're talking about when to do it. I think it's the 25th anniversary of the first time he appeared there, something like that. They're trying to put something together with Aaron.
Smooth.
Who's a wonderful person. Great person.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yep.
Always good to hear.
Tom and Trumbull?
Yes, I was wanting to ask Jimmy if Oakdale's going to be open to buy tickets on Tuesdays and Thursdays like last year.
Oh.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Tom.
So it'll be open this coming Tuesday?
And it will be open today, too. Today's Thursday. Yep. It'll be open Tuesday. Yep.
That's great. A great question.
Yeah.
Was there some issue with the roof or something, Jimmy?
Yeah, part of our roof blew off. So we are in the midst of fixing it, but it's not going to affect any shows because it'll all be completed before Brantley Gilbert, which is February 9th.
Nice.
If you happen to need an insurance adjuster to make sure you get all the money you should get for that roof, David Biller will come right over.
Yeah, we know a guy.
Okay. Well, we're working on it. It's a big job.
I'll send you the phone number.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
This day in concert history.
Yes.
Big day.
Yep.
One of the classic times in the history of rock and roll actually happened today at Toad's Place in 1990. Bob Dylan played his four-set show at Toad's Place.
Wow.
I went to that one, didn't you?
You went to that one.
Yeah.
Wow, $18.50 was a ticket.
I got to tell you, this is that was coming right off of the energy from the Rolling Stones playing.
Right.
So everyone who missed that, as soon as they heard Bob Dylan was playing,
I must go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
He even took requests from the audience, which was pretty amazing. And some wise guy said, hey, play Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. And what did he do?
He played Dancing in the Dark.
Played Dancing in the Dark.
Right.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird.
So I missed that part. That was a six-hour show.
Yes.
Damn! I was about 2.5 hours in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not really a Bob Dylan. I'm kind of a Bob Dylan fan, but not like.
Yeah, you proved yourself.
If fan stands for fanatic, I'm not that person.
Right, you're more of a dabbler.
Like, 2.5 hours, I'm good. I got some Toad's Place history.
I was here, yeah.
I'm like, I left it, and I saw Sam Tina the next morning. He's like, Chaz, man, you missed it. It was a six-hour show. I'm like, thank God.
Well, because you dabble.
Yeah, I'm not a six-hour person.
Right.
On anything.
I'd be like a half hour.
Yeah. And then can I just say, before we let Jimmy go, if you're not, are there any slots in Friends of Jimmy?
Yes, there are. And by the way, when we mentioned on Monday, because he had the opportunity to buy Rod Stewart tickets, 30 slots filled right up.
Woo. Can I tell you something? That, do it. I'm telling you, this is going to be a great concert season.
Yes.
And there are some concerts, you know, Foo Fighters made us all, you know, go, whoa. And we've done, Jimmy Howard and a lot of people have brought, and Mohegan Sun have brought, oh, wow, shows to Connecticut.
Yes.
There are some oh, wow, shows coming.
Nice.
I'm telling you right now, get a Friends of Jimmy slot.
Do it.
Because it guarantees you get first dibs.
Nice.
Do it.
Do it, do it.
How do we do it?
Just go on friendsofjimmy.com. That's simple.
There you go.
Boom.
Very simple. Jimmy, thank you. Talk to you next week. Kimmy Seltzer's on. She's a confidence therapist and dating strategist, image expert.
Wow.
And we need help in all those areas.
That's a big business card.
But I want to run through this list, Kimmy. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Right.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
I want to run through these things. Top 10 highly specific turnoffs when we dump someone, that we dump someone over.
Yes.
Body odor. Body odor is number
that's
one.
That's a tough one. Yeah. Someone body stinks, odor. They stink, yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a shower, you smell like an onion burger.
I feel like it's such a personal thing. Like, if you don't like the way someone smells when they're near you, it's hard to want to get closer.
Yeah, if you see them holding their nose or the nose crinkles and they come near you, it's time to shower.
But if you don't take care of that,
yes,
chances are you're not taking care of a lot of other things in your life.
There's other real estate also that's not taking care of.
An indicator of neglect, for sure.
Now, it might be a problem going into certain areas.
Exactly. You may want to stand out of that area.
If I can't stand near you.
Right, yeah.
Or sit next to you.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There are other places. Yeah. I don't want to go.
Yeah, don't head south. Yeah. Keep north.
Body odor. Well, I mean, that is a deal breaker. And what we're talking about, too, is like you said, there might be other issues when it comes to self-care. And obviously, not just how somebody visually looks, but how they smell is super important. However, with that being said, you have to look at the whole entire picture, because if somebody's like a fantastic person and they have all the other, you know, things that you're looking for, this could be what I call a negotiable situation. I mean, the person could have, you know, they may not know that they smell. Like, that could be another thing.
Right. So you go on a date and you push them in the pool?
That is true. I guess you could give them a warning.
Right.
But see, if you go on a first...
Would you mind taking a shower, for Christ's sake?
Why are you wearing that clothespin on your nose every time we go out?
Every time you come near me, you spray with cologne. What's up with that?
Well, that's body odor. Would that fall into too much cologne or perfume as well?
I would think, right?
Yeah.
If you're offensive.
For sure.
Yeah, you're offensive.
Well, not body odor, but just somebody smelling. Like, overpowering smell. Let's just call it that.
Overpowering smell.
Right, yeah. If you left the room 2 hours ago, we could still smell you. That's not good.
Yeah, exactly. Or, yeah, you still smell them when you get home and you can't wash it off. It's all not good.
It's like now,
however,
if you really work for a living, that's fine.
Yes.
But when you get home and you're going out, that's the point of trying to make people feel like this is a special event. I'm going to shower
first. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm actually going to use soap.
Well,
yes.
I mean, just, you know, broadening this out a little. Like, I think that, and this is what I teach a lot of my clients, is that there's negotiables and then there's non-negotiables.
Oh.
And so sometimes it's really you know, important to take a look at just the things that you could negotiate with a person later on, again, if they have all the other, like, bigger qualities that you're looking for. I mean, if someone has a great communicator, you're feeling emotionally connected with them, they have, like, a lot of the values that you're looking for, a little body odor, you know, like, you, right, like, as a gift. You can
all right, so not a deal breaker.
Later yeah. on.
If they not walk, immediately. Yeah. If
they that's walk, not a deal breaker.
If they walk past your flowers and then flowers die. That's not good.
Kimmy, can you move the mouthpiece on your phone just a little bit? Kimmy Seltzer's on. She's a yeah. dating expert, life coach, confidence helper.
Yes.
We're linked up on the radio station websites to her. Great. Sometimes you just need help in certain areas.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes you're just like, why can't I find someone good? Right. Talk to a professional, and maybe they can help you get to that. The answer to that question.
Why do they keep running away with their nose?
All right, so body odor, not a deal breaker. What about pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than you really are?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. Well, I think that it's interesting. Again, like, we're talking about different phases of when you're meeting somebody, you know, like, obviously when you're first meeting somebody, a lot of people are nervous. So I don't know what they're, like, really meaning by that. But, like, if somebody's pontificating about something and going on and on, maybe they're trying to impress a person. I have to say that's a big mistake that a lot of guys do, is that they'll try to impress a woman without really listening to her. And so, authenticity. Exactly. And so I think that if you're trying to be someone that you're not, there may be just either nervousness, but it also could be a confidence issue. So you're pretending to be someone because you're not really happy with who you are. So you feel like you have to be something else.
Is that a deal breaker?
It's what I call a pink flag.
A pink flag.
Okay, so not quite red.
Pink. Right, right.
Right.
Not white.
Right.
You're not done.
It's colored.
Yeah, don't do that again. Yeah.
It's like that. Remember that we had the different terrorist levels after 9/11?
Yes.
It's a one step up from this is okay.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Your orange
exactly.
level. Yeah.
It's pink.
That red.
Well, especially when you're first getting to know someone, we don't have enough data, right? So I always call it data dating when you're first getting to know someone. And we all know about red flags that are like the really biggies. And then the green flags to me are the things that are like, yes, an automatic go. But yeah, they're pink flags. If something shows up, you're like, And if you see it, I'd say 3-4 times, it starts becoming a red flag.
Right.
The opposite of that, my wife, Amanda, when she was dating, people would challenge her. She'd say, oh, I like sports. Oh, really? Well, what was the starting lineup in this year? And it's like, that's a red flag. She's like, I can enjoy something without knowing everything about it. I'm not trying to pretend that I am.
Right.
And the guy's insinuating that you're a chick, so you probably don't really like sports.
Right.
So now I'm going to show you that you're wrong.
Yeah.
What a weird position to put someone in that you're trying to date immediately put them on the defensive.
They have a word for that. It's called douche.
I don't know if it's that word.
You're
but
a douche.
I would say not bright.
Official diagnosis.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
Kimmy Seltzer's on.
Douchey dating.
Yeah. Dating expert, confidence therapist, image expert.
Douchey dating.
Douchey dating. I think we just came up with a new diagnosis. I like that. I'm going to put that in my archetype.
Being rude to waiters.
Yep. Again, go back to D. Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, that's a pink to red flag. Pink to red flag. Yeah, because then, like, I always tell people, watch how they treat other people. You know, that's a really, like, strong indicator of how people are, you know.
Right.
Being kind is a very important characteristic.
But no doormat either, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right, there's a difference between being aggressive and assertive, too.
Yes.
Living in filth.
Ooh.
Why are you looking at me?
Wait a second.
Just looking in that direction. Living in filth.
Yeah, okay. This is where the negotiables and non-negotiables start piling up. So if someone has body odor and they're living in filth, now we're starting to get into that, like, red flag.
Yeah, now we're out.
That does paint a different picture.
Unless you live in filth yourself and you're like, I feel comfortable here.
Exactly.
Then it's great.
Yeah.
Then you're fine. You found someone who is not going to bust your ass because you left a cup out on the table.
Right.
You pile your dishes like I pile mine.
You got the same trough I do.
Right. That's the deal. I've met couples who,
Right.
Apartment's not clean, but They're happy.
You like roaches? I like roaches.
Yeah. Maybe not to that extent.
I named mine. Do you name yours?
I thought I was the only one who washed my socks in the dishwasher.
Oh, my God. Wash your socks?
That's the dirty dater, then. So a dirty dater, douchey dater. Okay, I like this. We're coming up with some new archetypes.
Mine become hard, and I play paddleball with them.
Okay, and this one speaks to what Phil just mentioned. Being overbearing and rude in general.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Yeah. That's a big red flag.
Yeah. That's red.
That's a full red.
That's
has no pink. Yeah, it's no pink. No desert
yeah,
rose.
We yeah, we bypass pink. Bright red.
Because you can't unprogram that.
Yeah. They're wired.
Like right. That's not like, hey, can you take a shower before we go out?
Right.
Simple.
Right.
Got it. 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, this won't be a pill.
This is. Yeah. Can we rewire everything from your whole life? Yeah, like we don't have time for this.
Or take this pill. Here you go.
Right. Well, and a lot of times those people don't think that they need to change. Like that's a personality trait that's hard to overcome.
Some people do wear it as a badge of honor.
They do.
Say, yeah, no, I'm not rude. Yeah. I'm just honest.
Right.
It's like
prudent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We're not going to hang out anymore. So.
Yep.
That's me being honest with you.
Yeah. Take a hike, Mike.
Dirty fingernails.
That's like body odor. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe that person just didn't know, you know, that they have that. That's something easily they can get a manicure with.
You have body odor and dirty fingernails, which is fine.
Oh my
like
God.
For some people,
some folks do,
but
yeah.
What I'm saying is if you have like if you go on a date with someone like that and you see that.
Yeah.
Don't see. This is where women make the mistake. It's like, well, he checks all the other boxes and I'm going to change these things. It's like, no. You know, don't be frustrated if you get deep into this. And now I don't want to shower. I don't want to cut my nails.
Right.
You met me like this.
Right. Yeah, you know what pig I was.
And I'm just using these as examples. Yeah, you knew what you were getting into.
Right.
You saw the stop sign hanging on my wall.
Exactly, right.
The Spider-Man poster.
Exactly, right.
You saw the buffalo head.
Right. You saw my, you know, the pyramid of beer cans.
Right. That's right.
Well, this is where, like, being an image consultant, I love doing, you know, really helping, especially men, because men don't realize, like, we women are very visual. We do that. Like, we'll dismiss somebody with a dirty fingernail or yellow teeth. And, you know, like, when I tell these guys, you know, we don't ask for much. I mean, we as women have to do so much more. If you trim the nose hairs, that's a great thing for us. Like, you know, just these little things that go a long way. And
eyebrows, nose hair,
right?
Eyebrows, nose hair, grooming, smelling nice, caring about what you look like, that all matters. And we really enjoy that. So both men and women are visual in that aspect. And I think sometimes guys forget that.
Kimmy Seltzer's on, dating expert, image coach, confidence person. We're linked up on the radio station website. We're talking about highly specific turnoffs. We dump someone over.
Yes.
And Kimmy's putting these into different categories. Being too clingy.
Oof. Being too clingy. Yeah, well, okay. So this goes into attachment styles, too, sometimes, where there's different attachment styles. That could be a whole other show, but people who lean towards anxious attachment will cling on to any kind of like attention or situation, and it is a turnoff.
It's not comfortable.
Especially
and it doesn't change. It's not going to change.
No. Well,
I would say if it does, you're lucky.
Yeah, because sometimes, too, like, let's say you're divorced and you're just getting back out there and dating, you might be a little anxious because of the situation.
Right.
And as you become more confident dater,
you got to play it cool
within yourself.
Right.
Gotta play it
you
cool.
Might not be as clingy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends on
when you're clingy, it's like, all right, there's something about you I don't know. Like, because you check a lot of important boxes and now you're clingy.
Right.
Like, eh.
Yeah. Look at my
you're
leg.
Probably not what I think.
Yeah. Why are you still here?
Because you'd be fine. Not being clingy.
Right, I'm clingy.
One call, and then we got to go. Andrew in Glastonbury.
Hello, yes. As a full-time mechanic, I work at Ford, and I always constantly have dirty hands and dirty fingernails no matter what I do.
Yeah.
So I feel like that cannot be a red flag. Like, I could take a shower for, like, 25 minutes at night, soak my hands, and no matter what I do, like, your hands are always stained with, like, that grease.
Can you wear surgical gloves?
Yeah, there you go.
You do have gloves for certain stuff you do, like brake jobs, because, like, the brake fluid is, like, really corrosive to, like, your hands. But, like, other things, like an oil change, if they're just coming in for oil change real quick, you know, like, you don't necessarily have time to put on gloves all the time.
Right. Yeah. No, and that's, it's a thing.
Right. Wear gloves.
You're a working man.
Wear gloves on a date.
You just got to find, you know, I'm sure you're married or engaged or in love or something, but yeah. You just have to find someone who's cool with it.
Right. Or find a female mechanic. Done.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? I self.
So, do you have? Are you married?
No.
Okay.
I'm single.
Oh, maybe
and
it's your
do
hands.
Women comment? Do women comment on your hands? Like, have you ever gotten feedback on it?
Women don't comment. However, mainly my family members do. Like, for example, like Christmas just recently passed, they commented on the table. My mother does a lot because whenever I go over, always dirty hands.
Okay.
Myself, wash your
these
hands
are the people like right. Who are giving you. No, these are your. This is family telling you, see what you can do about it.
Right.
It's not easy, but right. They're saying it's turn off.
And don't touch the donuts.
If it's turning off your family.
You get your own bowl of popcorn.
It could be an issue with, I think, yeah. Yeah, when everyone's eating out of the same bowl of popcorn and they give you a small one.
These are yours.
Here's yours.
Right. I have a question. Do you dress nice when you go out with women? And what's going on with your other parts of your grooming?
I don't even personally date, honestly. I don't even have time for it.
All right. Mm. Hey, Andrew, can you hold on 1 second? Man, I can hear Kimmy gone. Is like, this is like a steak put in front of her. She's like, I want to dig into this one.
Right.
Getting Andrew's number.
Exactly.
Kimmy, we're linked up on the site. I got to go.
Yeah.
It always goes by fast with you. It's right. Blink of an eye.
It's not you, it's us. Yes.
I love it. We'll have to come on for longer next time.
20 minutes is a long time, by the way.
You're being too clingy.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.